I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
There is no such thing as a narco-terrorist. There are very bad narcotics people, cartels, etc., but they're desperate to make this look like it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda because that's the very thin line on which their illegal use of the United States military to take these people out resides.
Capital Beat.
All right, that was Congressman Jim Himes yesterday after getting a chance to see some of this video of the drug boat strike. He called it the most shocking thing he's ever witnessed. And we've got Congressman Bob Onder on the line now from the 3rd Congressional District. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning. Great to be back.
It's great to have you on. You know what? I've been talking all morning about this faux outrage from the left on these narco boat strikes, and I just played a soundbite earlier from Joe Biden way back in 1989 when he was calling on striking narco terrorists where they live. And you know, you finally got a president willing to do that, but unfortunately the Democrats have moved far from that position now.
Well, that's right, Mark. I mean, this the hypocrisy is incredible. You know, going back to Obama hit Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Houthi targets in Yemen. Biden, executed multiple airstrikes against terrorist groups, and you know, most prominently al-Zawahiri, and then the Houthis in Yemen. No, presidents in recent years have not, you know, we could debate that topic separately, but presidents in recent years have not hesitated to use American air power against terrorist targets. And in all honesty, the Venezuelan narco traffickers, if anything, pose a more immediate direct threat to the lives of Americans than some of these Middle Eastern targets. So the hypocrisy is incredible. And, you know, and Senator Tom Cotton describes that video very differently. He describes, you know, and you and I haven't seen it, but he describes these drug cartel members trying to climb back in the boat, turn it back over. It wasn't completely destroyed, apparently. Turn it back over so they could continue their mission. You know, again, I don't know what the truth is there, but the hypocrisy of the Democrats is quite obvious.
Yeah, I would say, and they seem so much more concerned. I said it's almost like somebody challenged President Trump. How can we make the Democrats support narco terrorists? And he said, "Hold my beer." Because now you've got them defending narco terrorists instead of being satisfied that those drugs they were carrying aren't going to end up in the United States killing our children.
Well, yeah, this is a pattern. Democrats really side with some of the worst people on our planet over the safety and well-being of Americans. We remember, you know, Maryland man, who Democrats were so exercised about. Here the guy was a Tren de Aragua member. He was a domestic abuser. He was a human trafficker, and he had tattoos declaring his gang membership proudly. And yet the Democrats moved heaven and earth to try to keep him in the United States. Wednesday, I presided over a special order, a session of the U.S. House after the votes, after we had taken our votes. And it was the Democrat Progressive Caucus condemning Trump immigration policy. And they used the word illegal probably about 1,000 times in the hour. And illegal, what they were really criticizing at every turn was President Trump enforcing immigration laws. So that tells you where the Democrats' hearts are on this issue, and they're out of line with the American people.
Yeah, it's crazy. We got Congressman Bob Onder with us this morning. A big win in the Supreme Court yesterday, Bob, on the redistricting down in Texas, which should bode well, I would think, for what's happened here in Missouri and in Indiana coming up.
Yeah, I hope so. Of course, Missouri's situation is different. Down in Texas, the Democrats were trying to allege that the new district lines constituted a, quote, racial gerrymander. And, nothing could be further from the truth. It was quite obviously a map drawn with partisan goals to hopefully squeeze an extra five Republican seats out of Texas's congressional delegation, something that Democrats have done in the opposite direction much, much more aggressively. And you probably remember on your show in 2022 advocating strongly for a 7-1 map in Missouri. And Democrats were doing it. They were playing hardball while we were playing t-ball.
Yes.
Partisan district drawing is definitely legal. It's been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. Democrats have repeatedly done it aggressively. So I think the Supreme Court's decision today, or yesterday, I guess it was not surprising. And hopefully the Texas map will yield some more Republican congressmen to continue the America First agenda.
What was also not surprising on a local level, but very disappointing, was the Missouri Court of Appeals basically slapping down the ballot language that our Secretary of State, Denny Hoskins, had written for Amendment 3. And they've rewritten it. I guess you're probably not surprised either.
I'm deeply disappointed, but not surprised. Kim, this is a pattern. Missouri appellate courts, because of the way we pick our appellate court judges, are much to the left of the people of the state of Missouri. It's time that people realize this, and I believe time that we change how we select our judges. But yes, they rewrote Secretary Hoskins' language. It's a ridiculous rewrite, although I do agree with Attorney General Hanaway, the fact that we are keeping this on the ballot. I wouldn't put it beyond some of these liberal activist judges to have struck it down altogether. So that's a victory that we're going to be on the ballot. But no, the specific rewrites, they were exactly what Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry and what the transgender industry wanted. And Denny will have the opportunity to appeal. I'm not sure whether he will. I suspect he will, because certainly he has nothing to lose. But it's a pattern, but not surprising.
Yeah, it's true. We're going to talk to Denny Hoskins here at the top of the hour at about 8:08. So I'm going to ask him that question. Bob, you saw, I'm sure, by this point, the subpoena that's been issued for Jack Smith. This entire case, I'm hoping the lid's about to get blown off of it. And if it comes out as some sort of a RICO case, I hope they take it back as far as they can.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there are multiple grounds. I mean, I think Jack Smith deserves to lose his law license. He deserves to be in prison, from what I've seen. I mean, never has anyone in U.S. history politicized his office quite as dramatically as Jack Smith. I mean, the hypocrisy. I apologize if I use that word too many times to describe Democrats. Of Jack Smith is just appalling. I mean, first of all, he prosecuted Trump over, you know, Trump's handling of documents in Mar-a-Lago, and then he mishandled the documents himself. He tried to impose a gag order on the Republican presidential candidate for the United States. He subpoenaed Congressman Jim Jordan's phone records for 2 years. We're more familiar with this Senate phone record subpoenas. He got a gag order so that that Jordan would not know that his phone records were being surveilled. It's just incredible. This guy weaponized the federal government to try to persecute his political enemies, to try to keep President Trump off the ballot in 2024. These are the defenders of democracy, Mark, that the Democrats keep calling themselves. Ridiculous.
Well, I would agree. And now we've got the arrest and the pipe bombing case from January 5th. And, you know, how in the world? They said, Kash Patel said there was no new evidence. We already had the FBI had all of this and sat on it for 4 years under the Biden administration because it didn't fit their narrative that it was somehow connected to the attack on the Capitol, in their words, not mine.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On January 6th.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't fit their narrative. And you know, I thought from the very beginning, I mean, and when I heard about that, the riot in the Capitol on January 6th, I found myself wondering from the beginning, is this an agent provocateur action here? Kind of, you know, a lot of people, emotions running high. Let's stir them up and then let's claim this is an insurrection to obscure the irregularities of the 2020 election. And I think the more we learn, the more it looks like this might be the case. But certainly anything that doesn't fit the Democrats' insurrection narrative gets swept under the rug immediately. And of course, the Biden administration had no interest whatsoever in the Epstein files. And then all of a sudden, it's an issue, come 2025 when President Trump is in office. So, the Democrats are not about truth. They're not about fairness, fair play, or democracy. They're about power. And anything that serves their lust for power is good, and anything that does it has to be suppressed.
Yeah, that's a great point. Congressman Bob Onder, always a pleasure having you on. Thank you.
Great to be with you. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Have you too. Thanks, Bob. We appreciate that. As he mentioned, Denny Hoskins there, Secretary of State. We're going to get him on at the top of the hour to find out more about the the way they've rewritten the ballot language for Amendment 3 for the ballot next November. What Denny Hoskins tried to do to what the legislature tried and Denny Hoskins tried, not good enough for the liberal appeals court in the state of Missouri. And they've done the bidding of Planned Parenthood and the other pro-abortion groups. There's no doubt about it. All right, we'll get to all that and more and Kim on a Whim when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.